Panthers Radio in association with Cynomics, joined by Great Britain forward and Nottingham Panthers forward Mike Hammond. Mike, we'll talk about your GB selection shortly, but let's just reflect on the weekend first of all. A win, of course, on the road, but then that defeat at home. But were the signs around much of the weekend that you're playing the hockey that you want to?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a good result on, I think it was a Friday night, yeah. So a good result in Glasgow, played the right way. Found a way to win, and then I think we had a lot of chances against Belfast. We went through the video today before practice, and there's a lot of good things. I think we outchanced them a lot in the second period. A few chances kind of put the game away, and then we didn't, and they came down and scored, and that's kind of the way hockey goes sometimes. But I think overall we are playing the right way, and we're much more connected than we were early in the season.
You make a good point. I mean, a 3-0 lead thrown away can look bad, and obviously the fans were disappointed. But is it about looking at the bigger picture? You were probably just, I suppose what I'm trying to say is Corey said that the team just needs to be more clinical, and that's probably just what's missing right now. A lot of the other basics are there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you never want to give up five unanswered, but we are playing the right way for the most part. But when you're playing teams like Belfast, you can't make those mental errors. Those little things, they're going to add up in the end. You know, they got guys that can really put the puck in the net. So we just got to clean up those little areas, and I think we'll be good down the stretch here.
You go to Manchester on Saturday. It's a rink that you know well. What is the secret to coming out of that rink? It's very different to your home rink now here. What's the difference to coming out with a win there?
Just be ready to go. I mean, it's different, obviously. There's not a lot of time to think and, play a skill game. So it's more putting pucks in the smart areas, playing hard down low, getting the pucks up to the blue line and hopefully getting shots through and getting traffic in front of the net. That's the more simple and, I guess, more mentally, physically ready you are to go, the better result you can have.
And then you come back for the game on Sunday at home to Glasgow again. Your last few crowds since Christmas have been really big. There's been 6,000 crowds, 5,000 plus. How great is it to play in this building when it's so full?
It's incredible, honestly. It's a big reason why a lot of people want to come here and play. Big reason I came here. The fans are, they'll get on you, but they're there. You know, they're there to support. They're passionate. And it's what you want, you want to play in front of crowds like that. So, we can't thank them enough for all their support.
And just finally, you've been named in the GB squad. You were unable to make the trip, of course, to the World Championship back last May, but you're part of this team now for February. How important do you think it will be for the team to get together ahead of the World Championship here in Nottingham?
I think it's big. All the players are on different club teams, right? So a lot of different systems. So it's a short time, but it's good to get together, gel a little bit, get to know a lot of new faces. So, but it's more just tactically, like system-wise, like getting on the right page. So I think getting together for a short stint here is going to be very beneficial for the World Championships.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us, Hammy.
Awesome. Thank you, Ollie.